Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm trying to remember the last time I did not have road rage driving into work. Not this week. Definitely not last week. Well, it's been a while. You know what I've discovered? My favorite trick on the highway. I feel as though I probably shouldn't say this with law enforcement listening. It's perfectly safe, although it's not attempted on a controlled and closed course. Using other vehicles as picks. Have you ever done that? You ever do that? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Chris, you don't drive very often, do you? Do you know what I'm talking about? When you've got a car who's driving a particular speed in one lane and you're trying to get around and get past another car that's being a flat-out annoyance. And so you get up next to that vehicle that's driving slowly and you use it as a pick or a screen to go around and it blocks the other car.
It's like a fullback, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fantastic. It's my favorite move to pull on the highway. I'm not going to tell you what I did on the way to work here because I feel as though you will all lose respect for me. I don't understand people, and I understand them far less when they're behind the wheel. I tell myself every time, just breathe. If you're at work a minute later, it's not the end of the world. No, it just, I can't, my heart rate, it skyrockets. I have many faults, but my inability to control my road rage is probably tops on the list. I'm not going to ask anybody else what my top faults are. I have many, I'll just admit that. But road rage. You wouldn't think that, right? Because I'm all like, can I in here? Oh, no. Sometimes it's fake. The road rage is real. I don't know why I just admitted that. It's a confession. Good for the soul. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're halfway through our show, fourth show of the work week, which means the next one's the fifth one. So actually, I'm excited about this weekend. I mean, I'm always excited about the weekends, but on Friday night, I'm going to my first baseball game of the regular season, of this regular season, and I feel like this is a good one. Indians and Yankees, potentially, a battle between two future playoff teams, maybe a playoff preview, though I'm not a huge fan of talking about that when you're still a month and a half out from the end of the regular season. But certainly these are two of the teams that have been creating headlines, generating storylines, and lots of wins over the past 2 months. Yankees 40 games above 500 for the first time in a decade. And you already know about the Indians, even though they've lost a couple in a row now to the Red Sox, they are still the hottest team in terms of record since the first week in June. So it should be a fun clash on Friday. And then Saturday's a beach day, baby. We all need beach days in our lives. Unless, of course, you're one of those people that refuses to wear sunscreen and going to the beach turns you into a lobster, and then you're in pain. That's not me. I am religious about my sunscreen, and I can't wait to go to the beach. So I hope you have some fun weekend plans. It's getting to that point in the year where the weekends are, they're going to be different. Fewer vacations, lots of people back in school. If you haven't seen my mom's first day of school picture, you need to check it out. It's really cute. It's on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. It's our toll-free line, and we're asking you your burning sports questions. Not just for football, not for baseball playoffs, just in general. What are your burning sports questions right now that we don't actually have answers to? You could have an opinion about what the answer might be and how it's going to play out, but that's my favorite thing about sports, is that we are forced to wait and see how it plays out. There are no spoilers for sports. As much as I love spoilers, you want to give me a juicy nugget about my favorite show that's returning in the fall, Or and I'm one of those people that sometimes I catch myself paging toward the end of a book. And then I'm like, Amy, are you really going to ruin the book for yourself? Stop it. But I'll catch myself doing it. If you gave me some spoilers about the new Star Wars movie coming up, I would eat that up. But when it comes to sports, nah, no spoilers. It's way better when you have to sit and suffer through it. All the drama, all the tension, all the angst. And then either the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat. That is the beauty of sports, is that we don't have any idea how it's going to turn out. So want your burning questions. Here's a burning question I'll give you. And I'm not the only one asking this question. Will there be a work stoppage in the NFL? It sounds crazy to even bring up because the current labor deal doesn't expire until a year from next March. Okay, so it's still a year and a half out. But I would say the negotiations are tepid at best between the owners and the union. Their reps right now, there's not a whole lot of progress being made. We know recently there were negotiations that were canceled. There is a tentative negotiating session scheduled for next week. But right now they're kind of in a holding pattern. And I'm sure you're not surprised that the major issue is revenue sharing. And by that I mean how much a piece of the pie the players are entitled to. The split currently, they can't receive anything less than 47%. Now, that's a cumulative number, of course. It's referring to all of the players. But the owners have more than half. 53-47 is the baseline for the split. And the owners don't want to give that up, and the players want more. So that's kind of the deal. Now, we recently talked about what would the priorities be for the players and the union as they go into these negotiations? Well, of course, their priorities are going to be earning more money, a greater piece of the pie. How do they get that? Well, there's some different things they can use as leverage. The owners want an 18-game regular season. The owners want expanded playoffs. How much money will it take to throw at the players' union for them to get what they want? So it's all about the leverage. It's all about the negotiations. But right now, they're at a bit of a stalemate. Again, no need to freak out. There's no deadline upcoming, which means that there's not a huge motivation at this point. However, I do find it interesting that the union continues to lay down the groundwork for its contingency plan and continues to reach out to the players to try to prepare them just in case there's a work stoppage after next season. And by next season, I mean 2020, not this next season we have coming up. Now, again, both sides are saying this is highly unlikely. But the union leadership is keeping its motto as negotiate for the best, prepare for the worst. And so recently, now, you know, there have been memos issued to the membership in the past, and it kind of goes to agents, and agents tell their players. There is a recent guide, a work stoppage guide that's been issued to all of the players to give them tips on managing their money just in case of a strike or a lockout. I'm not sure which is more likely. That's kind of an interesting question, too. What's more likely, a strike or a lockout? Just so you know the difference, the strike would be the players refusing to play. A lockout would be the owners not allowing them to play. So here are some of the suggestions that the union gives its players for managing their money, just in case. And obviously, these are not helpful if you don't do them before there's a work stoppage. So let's just say, for instance, you got fired. You got laid off. Maybe you went on disability. I'm just, all of the different reasons why you might not have access to your same paycheck, the paycheck that you're used to, which is what would happen with the players. So here are the financial suggestions that the players are getting in this work stoppage guide. Ooh, it's so morbid just to call it that, a work stoppage guide. Save at least half of each paycheck, if not more. Wow. That's not practical for me. I'm lucky if I save 10%. My goal is to save 10% of each paycheck, but for the most part, I live paycheck to paycheck. Sometimes in the year I live, the paycheck's already gone before I get it. Depends on when the bigger bills are, the car insurance, the union dues, that kind of stuff. So we're in a union as well, those of us who are hosts and talent. I use that word loosely. Save at least half of each paycheck. If your current expenses are too high to save this much, you should look at ways to change your spending habits and reduce financial commitments. How many of us have ever done that? If you've ever stuck to a budget or you've gotten in hot water, maybe credit card debt, your bills are too much for you to pay, you have to cut things out, right? So the union leadership is telling its players. Now, keep in mind, they don't all make millions of dollars. Some of them are on rookie contracts where the paychecks are smaller and maybe they're playing for a half million a year. And again, that seems like a lot to you and I, but think about taxes and their agents and all that jazz. They have higher expenses too in some cases. So save at least half of each paycheck, if not more. Wow. That's great advice if you can swing it. I don't know how many people can actually swing that. Here's the next piece of advice from the work stoppage guide. Try cooking at home instead of eating out as much. Oh, I'll raise my hand to that. I absolutely will eat at home just to save money. I go out to dinner maybe, once every couple weeks because I enjoy it. Who doesn't? I love Thai food. But when you cook at home, it's so much cheaper. I like this one. Designate one day a week as a no spending day. I feel like that's the majority of the days of my week. Although I do like Amazon. Do you guys spend money every day? Dave and Chris, do you guys spend money every day?
I actually try to do the same thing as you. I try to do all the spending at the beginning of the week, food shopping, errands, yeah. And then let it last.
Yeah, well. And then, of course, you run out, and so you have no choice. The worst is when your paycheck is gone and you still have a week to go until the next paycheck.
Saving half the paycheck. I don't know how I can
That's
ever see
crazy.
Myself doing that.
Dave, could you save half your paycheck?
Not even close.
I mean, I know your wife works, right? So you guys
she
have
does,
two
yeah.
incomes, but still.
Still, it's
That's a
yes,
lot.
I do spend money every day. It's not even.
Well, and you have multiple kids, so.
The food store is a big one.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh my gosh. Designate one day a week as a no spending day. I mean, I feel like most of my days of the week are like that, but I'm going to think about that now. Another piece of advice from the work stoppage guide, take care of major home repairs now. So for people who are trying to fix up a home or adding on to a home or maybe building a pool, something like that. Take care of those home repairs now, in essence, while you have the income. If you're in the market for a new home, consider renting instead of buying for now. I mean, that's a good one, too. Also something that maybe players wouldn't want to think about. No, I want to buy a home. I want to own my own pad. I want to have my own crib. I mean, I want to buy a home. I'm speaking for me. I want to as well. I prefer buying over renting. But I'm waiting right now because of financial situations. So I can certainly identify with that one. A few more pieces of advice from the work stoppage guide from the NFLPA. Find renters for your unoccupied homes or bedrooms. Also interesting. I have a spare bedroom in my house, but there isn't a snowball's chance in hell I'm renting it out. Also, the cats like that room, so I don't know how many people would actually want to use that room. I mean, I love the cats, but you know, that's their room. Consider selling a car you've not driven in the past 6 months. Now, I think we're getting to the ones that are not so practical for average America. Consider selling a car you've not driven in the past 6 months. Avoid signing a long-term lease on any rental property that you rarely use. So if you have a vacation home or something like that, a condo in Lake Tahoe or Napa, Learn to say no, or at least not now, to friends and family asking for money. That's something that a lot of rich people, and not just athletes, but anyone who's got hangers on, anyone who's got money has got hangers on. And I'm not saying they're all just after you for the money, but I mean, where there is money, there tend to be people who would like a piece of that. Not all motives are altruistic. So learn to say no, or at least not now, to friends and family asking for money. And then this last one, which I think is interesting. Consider selling clothes you've not worn in a year. And then there's several websites that are listed. Consider selling them, huh? I feel like nobody would want to buy my clothes. Plus, I just give them away. I do Salvation Army. Or do you guys ever do that? Go through your stuff and give stuff away?
I have four bags in my trunk right now to drop off, actually.
That's awesome. Lately, I've been using veterans groups to give my stuff away because they'll come and they'll pick it up at your driveway. But this suggestion is consider selling clothes. And I would assume that that's for people who, some athletes who have really expensive clothing that they're not just going to give away. Anyway, those are some financial suggestions for these athletes who may or may not face a work stoppage, but the union wants them to be prepared. It's not bad life advice, to be sure. Although if you're not used to dialing back on your spending, it may be foreign. It may be difficult to do. So that's why it's important to start now. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Coming up, did you see the very unique partnership and press conference between Roger Goodell and Jay-Z? Talk about odd bedfellows. And we'll get back to your sports questions, burning sports questions that have no answers. You wish they did. They don't. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I would tell you that it's not awkward at all for me.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
A little bit odd to see the photos of Commissioner Roger Goodell and Jay-Z together at what was an invite-only press conference. Kind of interesting, too, that it was a controlled environment. I'm not positive, but I think I saw Beyonce sitting there next to Jay-Z at the table, actually. But this was, a press conference in a controlled environment to announce this partnership between the NFL and Roc Nation, which is Jay-Z's company. And it sounds like it's twofold. It's certainly going to be a moneymaker for Roc Nation. It's not like this is completely out of the goodness of Jay-Z's heart, though I think it's a partnership that could benefit some charitable endeavors as well. But the partnership is actually for music and entertainment. So it's kind of interesting, right?
Time to have some fun.
Jay-Z and Roc Nation, that scared me. Jay-Z and Roc Nation will be spearheading now the NFL's endeavors in music and entertainment. I mean, does that include Super Bowl? Halftime productions? Pregame productions? Does that include some of the NFL network music or different production that they use to introduce games? Maybe they don't want Carrie Underwood stealing anyone else's lyrics again. Sorry, that's just an allegation. It's not been proven. But a lot of the questions at this controlled press conference, I don't actually know how many members of the media were there. There were some, because I did see some who were tweeting about it. There are also members of the football community, former players. A lot of the questions were almost accusatory in tone, wondering if Jay-Z is selling out by partnering with the NFL. wondering how he can protest the fact that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. There are a lot of questions about Colin Kaepernick. Protest still the fact that Kaepernick is not employed by the NFL and yet work with the NFL. And I saw some on social media accusing him of being a sellout just because he wants the money, wants the exposure. And he answered that question a lot. And he says that he feels like by working with the league, by using music and different entertainment endeavors, that he can also highlight the league's initiative for social justice. You remember, was it 2 years ago that the league was meeting with current and former players and agreed to sink $8 to $9 million into initiatives that would support social justice and change when it comes to a lot of the causes that athletes are passionate about? And in fact, the whole project is called Inspire Change. And again, it's simply for social justice. And so Jay-Z says, by working with the NFL, I actually can be closer to it and go ahead and kind of, I don't want to say force change, but at least be a catalyst for change on the front line, so to speak. He did answer questions about Kaepernick. Kaepernick was very much a real presence, even though he wasn't there. He did tweet later, tweeted about his 3-year anniversary, the first time that he protested. So there was a lot of criticism for Jay-Z. I think that it's a partnership that can benefit both parties. The NFL for sure. But also Roc Nation, as if his company needed a boost of any sort. Gosh, he's got his fingers in so many different business endeavors. Let's talk to Rashad, who's in Atlanta. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy, how you doing this morning?
I'm good.
I got a quick question for, two actually. My first question is, what would be your first reaction if Gronk came out on the 27th and said, I'm not coming back to the Patriots, I'm going UFC to fight Brock Lesnar?
I would laugh. That would be my reaction right there.
And then my second question, this is way off the topic. I'm a truck driver, so I need to know your secret.
How do you stay
up for a whole set where your voice doesn't change? It doesn't seem like you get sleepy. Like, what do you do? I mean, every day I have to pull over and take a nap. So I'm trying to figure out, how do you do it?
Like in the middle of the night, you can pull over and take a nap?
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I have to pull over sometimes. Just a 15-minute nap will get me the rest of my day. But I'm trying to figure out, how do you stay focused that long?
Well, sometimes I'm not. I mean, you may not hear it, but there are some times when I definitely am tired and I feel like I've lost focus. But there are two things. Number one, I drink a lot of coffee. So I come in with a big old iced coffee and start drinking about an hour and a half before the show. So that really helps. And if I need to, I drink more caffeine during the show, though I try not to, because then I would be awake. But I think the more important than that, Rashad, is that it's my job. And I have to do it. No one wants to listen. Well, I mean, I take that back. There are people on the radio who are grumpy and grouchy but that's not me. My hallmark is enthusiasm. My hallmark is energy. That's how I've been my entire career. And now it's just second nature. I mean, sometimes it's pure adrenaline, but it's also just recognition that this is what I do and this is my job and I've got 4 hours and there's the finish line. And so I just have to do it. I mean, it's not, sometimes I would say the energy's fake. Like, I'm forcing it. I don't actually feel that way. But you know what? Feelings are just that. They're emotions. They can't control us. We control them. So I just have to suck it up, buck up, little camper. So that's kind of the deal. I mean, it would be nice sometimes, I think, to have a job where there weren't as many eyeballs and earballs, and I didn't have to perform, because that's essentially what this job is. It's entertainment. You have to perform. And there are days when I suck at it, so, I mean, don't act like I'm great all the time. There are times when I make mistakes and I can't get the words out right, and very often that is a product of being tired. But nobody wants to hear me sit in this chair and talk about how tired I am. Nobody wants to hear me complain. I mean, we've all got our own issues. We've all got our own struggles. We've all got our own challenges. So it's just, it's part of being a professional, I think.
Okay. Interesting. And,
But coffee.
So just laughing would be your first instinct if Grunt was to come out and say that?
No, I'd laugh. I mean, that's so him. You might have nailed it right on the head. That may be exactly what he's doing. He's announcing a partnership with UFC. I so could see that. He's a goofball. Either that or he's joining the WWE. It's one or the other. You're right. You're absolutely right.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, Rashad. All right. 855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. What are your burning questions in sports that do not really have answers? I mean, we can guess at the answers, but they don't actually have answers. So make sure that you find us on Twitter, look for the puppy, or on Facebook, look for Yoda. It'll make perfect sense when you get there.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Are those burning questions you have that really can't be answered? Right now in sports, we have way more questions than answers. Way more questions than those that are answered. Now see, this kick save and a beauty. I can tell you what's on CBS this weekend. That's kind of a sports question. Well, the answer is a sports answer. This weekend, Big Three basketball wraps up its regular season. Teams fighting for playoff position. And on Sunday, it's boom! NFL preseason action with the Saints at the Chargers. It all happens on CBS, which is pretty awesome. In fact, this is the preseason warm-up. This is one of the weekends, the preseason warm-up for broadcasters as well. It's not just about the players and the teams, and you got new coaches, new systems, rookies, la, 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 la. This is also about broadcasters getting ready and trying to find their rhythm and groove before the season kicks off. So the mistakes are limited. Make them in the preseason. Get them all out of your system. Isn't that what people say when athletes suck in training camp or preseason or spring training? Just get it all out of your system now. That's what the practice swings are for. Except sometimes, many times, my practice swings are better than the actual swing. Why is that? It's mental. It's all mental. 855-212-4227. Frankie is in California. What part of California, Frankie?
Sacramento, California.
Awesome. Thanks for calling. So what's your burning question?
Have you been there before?
Have I been there before to Northern California?
Yeah, Sacramento Kings. Sacramento River Cats.
I got you. It's my job to know, even though I have not been to Sacramento before. But I talked about the Kings a lot this spring.
We also have a bid for Sac Republic to go pro in MLS.
That's cool. The MLS currently is definitely expanding every year, adding more franchises.
And they continuously deny Sacramento, but that's not why I called. First of all, first time caller, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm an Oakland A's fanatic, for one, being from Sacramento. And I have a trivia question for you.
I'm not so good at them, but I will do my absolute best.
Okay. What Oakland Athletics player was regular season MVP, and he was also a switch hitter?
Oakland A's MVPs. There can't actually be that many Oakland A's MVPs, can there?
Switch hitters.
Right, no, I'm saying there can't be that many MVPs in Oakland A's history. Are we talking about a regular season MVP or a series MVP?
Regular season MVP of the league.
Gotcha.
Of the American League. And the reason why I asked this is because I was at trivia tonight at my local spot.
Oh.
I could not believe the answer.
Uh-oh. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to think about MVPs. Was Ricky Henderson a switch hitter?
He was.
Wasn't he an MVP?
No.
He wasn't an MVP.
Not a regular season MVP, no.
Huh.
That's a good guess, though.
Yeah, well, I'm a guesser.
I'll give you a hint.
Go ahead.
It's a little bit old school.
Well, that's not a hint. Are you saying to me this is a guy from, like, the 80s or 90s?
He's like the Babe Ruth of the Oakland Athletics that not very many people talk about.
Oh, well, that's not going to help me. is it a name that people know? Is he a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely. Everybody knows. He has one of the great baseball names of all time.
Reggie Jackson.
Oh. No, he's a righty. No, he's a lefty.
I don't know. You'll have to help me out because I can't just keep guessing.
All right, you ready for this?
Yep.
Vida Blue.
Hmm. Nope, never would have gotten that one.
Never?
No.
Do you even know who Vida Blue is?
Yes.
Vida freaking Blue. How about that name, first of all?
Mm-hmm.
One of the great names of all time. Leading to my next question.
No, it better not be a trivia question.
It's not. This is a more of an observation and I want your take. Clearly, you're not an Oakland Athletics fan.
Okay, that's not fair. You're calling a national radio show. I'm not a fan of any team. It's my job to talk about sports, so my fandom has nothing to do with it.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you know about the Oakland A's?
I know enough to be able to talk about them.
Excellent. Perfect. So then we have a huge 7-game set coming up, and we're 2 games out of the wild card.
Which I mentioned last hour, yes.
Yes, you did. While I was on hold, I felt like I was at the DMV 60 minutes later. But in any case, they are going against, let me reset. Tampa Bay right now is hot, and they are playing this weekend against Kansas City Royals and Detroit. 7 games. Our 7 games, the Oakland A's.
Mm-hmm.
Against the two best teams in baseball.
Well, the two best teams in the American League, yes.
That's correct. But, yeah, but the two best teams in baseball as well, other than the Dodgers.
And the question?
The question is, will the A's overpass? Do you think they're going to take that second wild card?
I mean, that's a question that goes along with our theme, right? It has no answer. I can't predict the future. I feel like they have just as the fact is the race in the American League for the American League wild cards is essentially 3 teams for 2 spots. So they have better mathematical odds, and I think they're playing well. But I don't know. So the Cleveland Indians or the Minnesota Twins could end up in that spot too. As you mentioned, the Tampa Bay Rays, a lot could happen. There's still 6 weeks left in the regular season, but I think they have a team. First of all, they fly under the radar a lot, which I like. And also they've got some experience on that roster too. So there's a lot to like about the team. I think they're pitching. They've got a couple of guys who are pitching well at the top of their rotation. I think there's a lot to like, but I have no idea because right now there's 3 teams separated by 2 games.
And by the way, Cleveland opens up with New York tomorrow.
I know. I'm going. Up. I'm going on Friday.
Are you?
I am.
Are you from Cleveland or New York?
I'm not from either place, but I am going to the game in the Bronx. Yes.
For some reason, I thought like LeBron James wearing just now. I don't know why, but I thought LeBron James wearing a New York Yankee hat in Cleveland, and I just thought that that's something that you would do.
I am going in the press box, so I'm not going to be wearing any type of gear. I'm going to work, Frankie, but thank you.
Are you going to be neutral?
That is part of this job, yes. Plus, I don't have rooting interest for either one, so I don't care who wins. Thank you so much for your call. I have to let you go because we have to work another call before the top, but I appreciate you tuning in. Thank you.
Hey.
Oh, you snooze, you lose. Gerald's in Houston. Gerald, welcome to After Hours.
Hello. Hello, Ms. Lawrence. Always happy to speak with you.
Thank you.
Always. Sometimes the callers are strange. But, you know, Violet Blue came up as a pitcher. He mm-hmm. came up, he could hit, but he came up as a pitcher. And so people don't recognize that he was a hitter. He came up as a pitcher. And so back in Louisiana in high school, he was a switch hitter. And so Charlie Finley thought it was a good idea to have him do that. And if he's going to have trivia, he should know the whole story and just not give you a little bit of it.
It's fine. I don't do well at trivia anyway.
But, you know, getting this thing with Jay-Z real quickly. You know, they made a rap song a long time ago, some people out of New York called Furious Five, and they said it's all about money in this land of milk and honey. And nothing surprises me when it comes to money, because that's what it's all about. And these athletes who claim to want to do so much for these communities, they don't live in our communities anymore. They move away. They never come back. And when their careers are over, it's over. They just make it a show while they're playing to make sure everybody notices that they want to do all this for these communities. But after their careers are over, it's over. But that being said, I enjoy your show. And I do agree with the gentleman. You're very knowledgeable and you're a sharp young lady. And just keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gerald. Also good to hear from you. Always whenever you call. Yeah, I certainly know that this is a partnership that's going to produce money for Jay-Z. I'm not suggesting it won't, but it doesn't mean that he can't use the platform as well. So I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Yes, the name of the game is to make money. And when you have it, very often you want more of it. But it doesn't mean that he can't use that partnership. If the NFL came to me and said, hey, we want to do a partnership with your radio show, you know, if any type of an entity, even one that I wasn't particularly fond of how they do business, you still, even if it's your enemy, you keep your enemies closer, right? It's a position of influence. And he can influence NFL viewers, NFL fans, NFL owners if he's working with them. You know who's interesting? Bob Kraft is the one who introduced Roger Goodell and Jay-Z. I read that somewhere. By the way, I appreciate our caller from Sacramento. Ricky Henderson was, in fact, an MVP. I knew it. I looked it up. I'm not great at trivia, but at least I knew that in 1990. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.